Hello, patrons, and welcome to the post show for Far Verona, episode number 19. I am exhausted. I'm just done. I'm just like burned out. That was like just like slow ramp, a whole bunch of tension, and then like an hour of desert car racing. Yeah. So cool. Thanks for that, everybody. I think that was like, as far as like doing a bunch of different stuff, that was probably the most varied episode we've had so far. Like, there was a lot of different stuff in that.
There was, yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
But like a very full episode.
Yeah, totally. There was some subterfuge. There was some gunplay. There was some driving. We haven't had like a race or a chase sequence yet.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah, I feel like we've done a lot of like talking, kind of like political subterfuge stuff, and we haven't done a lot of like really, especially piloting stuff, I feel like.
This was the most piloting we've done.
I know Mark is so jealous right now. He's probably so jealous.
No. I'm glad you got to fucking do it, man, because like you built the character to do piloting too, so it's awesome.
Yeah. You were waiting for so long to do that with Jason and like to slide in.
Jason Argus lives on in the heart of horses.
Man, when the Macross mechs turned up, that's what made me jealous. I was like, no, I wanted them so bad.
I told the faction folks like very early on, I'm like, you can't have Transformers. There's no transforming robots. There's just mechs or ships. I did that so that in this episode, so when we finally got onto it, I could be like, yeah, but secretly though, there's a Fornix Crux project where they built, with the help of House Triangulum, a very few awesome prototypes to protect the Empire. Two of them exist on the Prudence. So it was cool to be able to reveal that, because I've been sitting on that since like the beginning of the show. Just a fun little detail that makes the Prudence kind of special.
So cool.
So it's pretty cool. So I think at this point, like you're just about done, right? You have Sybil Alders. I think like a conversation with her, if it goes well, should like clear up the line of things. The only loose thread, and I'm curious what you think. What do you think about the Elder Megala? Like, is it time to just let her off the hook, or is she still? And like Lao, do you go and arrest him now? Because you have like a confession. It's cleanup time. Like how much, now that you've pulled the threads loose, how much do you want to punish Berkman for their behavior? Right? We've seen the crime.
Well, Lao's got to go. That's like cut and dry.
What do you guys think? Yeah?
I mean, I feel like she's still like a part of it. I don't think we just like let... It's not like you're like, here's three criminals and we've got two of them, so like just let the third one go.
Right, okay.
I guess
that doesn't make sense for House Crux to do that.
Yeah.
But like, how much does she know? Like Lao, we have
how much was she involved?
Right? It doesn't matter. We have an arrest. We have a warrant for her arrest.
Justice.
Well, the warrant was created so we could arrest her, right? Like
no.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
No, it wasn't.
That's not what happened though.
Cause like I asked him, like I mentioned her name and he was like, there's a warrant. He didn't say I created this warrant just now, this second to give this to you.
It was not made clear. The conversation was, it was like, oh look, a warrant for her arrest. So, I think both of your interpretations are likely correct. Did Yancey just trump one up for you and be like, here you go, now I have an excuse to go get her, or was there already one?
Okay, cool.
The way I understood it was that it already existed,
but that now I understand that's true.
And again, it could be the truth of it is not clear to either of you. Yeah. So,
We confirmed that Talat Lao, somebody that she did invite Tet to dinner, has a connection with, clearly was connected with this terrorist organization. So at the very least, Crux is going to want to, you know, the Empire is going to want to bring her in for questioning and further probing because, hey, you're like, you're the Reverend Elder Megala in charge.
Berkman
like,
that's not leadership. Mission. Yeah, for sure.
It's possible that, like, we need to talk to her more, but maybe not necessarily arrest her. I guess it depends on, like, what we get from Alders.
I guess as well, like, it's, like, leverage against her, right? Like, if we think that we could just pin this on her, we can basically say, get Berkman in order, bring it back in line, or you're
she's
going
the only
down.
One who can. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's you're the one that needs to fix this mess. If you don't, you're going down real friggin' hard. Yeah. And that's probably
the
smartest way to play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got to get rid of Lao. Like, there's no, Like that's, but how do we keep everybody else from like continuing to follow? Like we can basically, this is like, you know, we can America it up and put our puppet in charge, and but she already has local support. Whereas we might have an Iraq situation if we kill her and put somebody else in charge that people don't support, we might be end up fighting that war for years.
And that was what's so funny is that every episode we've had on Berkman.
Well, I mean,
every episode we've had on Berkman, getting rid of her. Somebody has been like, "Hey, this is like cowboy Afghanistan." I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much is." Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is that same thing where you like you want someone you can trust in charge, but you also don't want to just put in like a puppet governor, right? Yeah, because she's already much beloved. The church doesn't like to rule though. Like they don't, except on Endofiel where they're the official government. They're not big on like taking over planets and being like, "Cool, we're the government and the church."
Maybe it's a case of keeping her as like a puppet, but basically making her work with somebody else, whether that's a Crux governor or something like that, and basically saying, "Look, support this person now."
There's already a mayor, right? Like we never actually got to meet the mayor Afalion, right? Brigham. Yeah. So like, yeah, I think we'll have like a cleanup episode. I don't like my toolbox of like, ha, surprise, you're fucked is like pretty much run out at this point. you kind of know everything that's out on the table. So this will be the denouement to this arc. The like, what are we gonna do with Berkman? What is to be done with Berkman? And that's something that part of what you can decide, Yancey can get involved. And this will be more like now that we've sort of pacified the external, the source of trouble, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Which I'm pretty excited about. And then we'll do like another time skip. A couple of months will go by, some things will change, and we'll pick back up with another mission. So that should be fun.
Really interesting. Yeah, I feel like we've been on Berkman for a long time, trying to like feel part of this thing.
I think it always kind of feels like that. Like we've done. Well, this is the end of our third arc, in the sense that we've done. Like we did the short first one on the Moon of Echo, and then we did Honglu, and then there's this.
Honglu felt like an eternity.
this is just as long. Like Honglu, let me see how many episodes we did. Because like but this the difference, is episode, the difference I think, was 19.
Like in Honglu, we were really just stranded. Like there was no ship to back us up. There was no, you know, this one we actually have like things to do, places to go. On Honglu, we were kind of just floundering for shit to happen. It was just
plus we were dealing with like a hostile government on Honglu.
We
had to like try to be in disguise, and then we had Yancey going guns blazing everywhere. Yeah. So.
We also had Yancey with us. I like him better.
We still have Yancey, kind of. But he's gotten better, yeah.
Three episodes. We started on episode 3. That was the first episode on Honglu. And we were done by the last episode was 8. 8 was the last one on Honglu. Ooh. So it was actually only 5 episodes. Wow. We did 2 or 3. We did 2 or 3 that were just like
on the ship.
Fucking around on the ship. And then we've been on Berkman for 4 or 5 episodes. So it's 10. Like a pretty even, like mix so far. Which is cool. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, we'll kind of finish up here and then take like there'll be like a couple of months go by and you do like miscellaneous like little things. And then we'll go and explore another part of the universe. Because I care about the kinds of stuff you guys want to see. Is there stuff that you're interested in when I go to do my prep? Is there like a part of the universe you want to see, or like a faction you want to interact with particularly? Because I'm happy to take some notes about what you are interested in. You want to do another synth hunt? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm gonna have a whole new character.
Right. So that's the other question, right? Is you're gonna retire,
which kind of worked out perfectly. Well, yeah, because like the Amira was like, "Oh, this crew doesn't do things my style, but I can't, you know, like, so I want to leave." But then it also became like, but leaving them is also like kind of fucking them over, which I also don't want to do. Also, if I leave them here to do as they want, this might, you know, a bunch of people might get hurt. So it ended up being this like perfect storm of like impulsively being like, "Get me out of here now." And then I'll ask somebody, and the timing just worked out. And I was like, and I'll arrange for my family to send a replacement so that way I can still fulfill my obligation to the crew. but have someone else do it, which I feel like is a really noble thing to do. Like, and by noble, I don't mean like noble as a trait, but noble as in like, you know, station, like,
noble, like the feeling, not noble like the people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, Evelyn always keeps her promises. So I'm going to have my servant keep my promise for me. so, you know, that I'll have that happen. But the timing just worked out that this arc is coming to a close so that there's not going to be that rocky moment of like, well, I'm
because all it'll be is you getting on a different ship. Like, they'll all go get on the Prudence and you'll be like, cool, Trill's going to give me a ride to the nearest like Valen space station. We're going to head out. Thanks. Yeah, because
and then I don't have to feel like I fucked everybody over because we finished our mission and that's what I was assigned to do. So, and with all the house politics happening, I feel like by now I don't know how I know that the metagame is ahead of us by 2 months, but I feel like by now, especially with my contacts in the STO and Trilliant, I would at least probably start to hear about things and be like, this crew and I are butting heads, and that's not working out. My house is
there's a specific and very serious sort of pre or like early STO event that I need to play out its ramifications on the ship just to kind of show you like this has happened now and some stuff shifts and then that'll kind of lead into the time skip. It's like I don't even want to call it a time skip because that implies it's like a big deal, but it's just like you're not always doing like show worthy stuff. Like some of your jobs are just like investigating crimes and like doing paperwork and like that's not a big deal, so we only pay attention to the characters when they're doing like intense stuff, and that doesn't happen every day. So we'll kind of close out next time, and then you can you'll have between I guess the next episode and the following one to make up and find a way to introduce your character. So that's cool, and I already know your concept, so I'll keep that in mind when I kind of come up with the prep for the next thing, and then you can reveal it all once the character shows up. Cool. I'm excited. That was a good episode. Thanks, guys. Any other closing thoughts? And any pets that would like to chime in?
No, I think all the mail deliveries have stopped for the day, so now they're quiet.
Cute. Yeah. Well, I always like it when the puppies have something to say, and I think chat likes it too. Don't worry too much.
Yeah, so
delivery barking.
when I randomly yelled Jesus Christ, it was because one of the dogs came under my desk and she like yanked on my headphone cord and I didn't know she was there. So it was like I was just being attacked by like a surprise monster, and that's why I like actually got scared because I didn't know she was like underneath my desk.
Yeah. Any headphone cable being yanked is always that's like the worst feeling ever. Yeah. If somebody would just come here and pull this off my head, I would slap them in the fucking face.
Yeah, I've always said that one of the most annoying things that can possibly happen to a person is you put your earbuds in, you kneel down to tie your shoes, you stand up, your earbuds get caught on your knee and they yank out of your ears, and then you just kill everyone you know because the rage is so powerful.
That maddening, but it is. It's like you can be in a good mood and just be like,
yeah, it's the worst. Crazy. It's the worst thing. There you go. I agree with you, Max.
Or having long nails.
That's it. Go, Max. Go find your nail clippers so you can free yourself from this madness. We'll see everybody next time. Thanks for coming. Bye, friends.